Praise 100.9, 92.7. It's time for the Pretty All Things Beautiful in 2014 with our celebrity makeup artist and stylist, Kim Lee. What's up, Ladybug?
Girl, it is cold down here in D.C. or up here in D.C. It's cold.
It is cold, and I'm like all dry. I'm sneezing a little bit. Help me. I mean, can I look cute while I'm sneezing, Kim?
Well, you definitely can look cute while you're sneezing, and you definitely want to make sure that you are staying hydrated from your scalp to your soles. And that's going to be very important, especially with these dipping temperatures, Mel, because your body is thirsty for hydration. So here are a few of my tips for the listeners. If you are out there braving the elements, and even if you're in your house, these are some things that you definitely want to do. Now, of course, your complexion can look very dull this time of year because it is so cold, and dehydrated skin cells actually turn over much slower than they do when it's warmer outside. So you want to make sure that dead skin is being taken off your face, that you get it off of there, and circulation is going. So you want to make sure that you are exfoliating pretty often. This time of year, twice a week is what I suggest. And what you want to do is drink lots of water, lots and lots of water. And this one is really good, Mel. It's important that you are eating things that have your essential fatty acids, your omega-3s. That's going to actually help your skin to look more hydrated. Foods like salmon and walnuts are excellent. And I know a lot of people have done resolutions and they're trying to eat healthy. So this is actually going to roll right in with your diet. Or if you're fasting, if you're doing the Daniel fast, of course, I think you can do nuts on that. But the walnuts are going to actually be really, really helpful. Listen, if your skin is dry, then naturally your scalp is probably going to be dry as well. So you want to make sure that you are, you don't have that lackluster hair that, you kind of can get from dry shower, from taking showers in dry heat and things like that in your house. So you want to make sure that you are using lots of conditioner, and you want to use conditioners that are silicone-based because they help to lock down the outer cuticle layer and seal in the moisture. That's very important, especially if you're a woman who is going to be flat ironing your hair and things like that. You definitely want to use a silicone-based conditioner. Now, if you have dry, itchy scalp, that's when the flakes are falling and it's just, a whole lot going on there. You want to make sure that you are using a hydrating shampoo and a hydrating conditioner. That's going to be very good. I love Moroccan oil. The Moroccan oil is really cool because what it does is it really helps the skin to feel good on the scalp. So that's going to work really well if you have itchy scalp or dandruff in the scalp. Now, for cracked reptile-type skin, I'm talking about dry hands, dry feet, all those kinds of things. Too many hot showers and not enough body cream can make your skin resemble that snake. And that's what we don't want. We don't want that snaky skin. We definitely want supple skin. And so you got to keep in mind that your arms and legs have less pores than any part of your body. So as soon as you jump out that shower, you want to gravitate to products that are cream-based. So I really love the Nivea. That really works very well. And they say milk does the body good. Now, not only on the inside, Mel, but also on the outside. So the natural fats and the lactic acid in milk actually helps to lightly exfoliate the skin. And then it also gives it a suppleness. So a milk bath is going to be really nice in lukewarm water, not super hot water. You're going to see a significant difference. And you're going to feel a lot better.
Winter beauty tips. You can listen to the full audio online at PraiseCharlotte.com. And, of course, you can check out Kim online. Where can we find you, Kim?
You can find me at dkimlee at Gmail or dkimlee.com or dkimlee on Twitter, Instagram. Follow me. Hit me up. I'd love to hear from you.
It's the Pretty All Things Beautiful every Tuesday right here on Praise 100.9 and 92.7.